welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is episode 77. I'm getting too old for this.
Sometimes too old is too old.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Silent Hill Downpour, some Mass Effect 3, Baldur's Gate, Mass Effect 3 news, among other things. Stay tuned.
And we are back with another episode. Tonight, we've got, to my left, Holly.
Hello.
Right across from me. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Will.
That's right,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to my right, Justin's not here.
Yep.
So, yeah.
My jacket.
Your jacket's on Justin's chair. Just keeping it warm for him. Yeah. Anyways, and of course, I'm Trent. So I'll be your moderator tonight on this wicked journey. So, what have you been doing, Will?
Not much. I played some old games mostly.
I picked up my cell phone while I'm listening to you.
Yeah, yeah. So. Sure, whatever you say. Nothing too big.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Put together a table for my son, and earlier this week a lady got murdered in my apartment complex.
That's Whew. Awesome.
Man, yeah. How far away from me do you live?
Oh. Well, that's the thing, I don't even live in a bad place. I'm pretty good.
You say that like we do.
I heard about that, actually. One of the guys I work with at work, one of my programmers, I think, lives over there, and he was talking about it.
Yeah. Well, she got, apparently she got stabbed to death, I think is what it was, if I remember right.
Like, wasn't the guy who killed her, did he just, like, kill his girlfriend or something like that?
Well, she was his girlfriend.
Oh, that was a girlfriend. Okay, yeah, well, so that guy went off and did another murder then, yeah.
Right. Well, what he did, actually, is that he broke into somebody else's apartment, not at, where I live at.
That's the one where my coworker lives.
Yeah, yeah, so broke in there, and then ended up having, like, a shootout or standoff with the cops, and ended up getting killed by the cops, but he was her boyfriend.
Yeah, and I think that was actually just up here over on Riverside, I think.
Yeah. Damn. She's only 22. Yeah. I mean, she was young.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Why? I wonder, like, what drove him crazy.
Well, it sounds like he's probably already crazy anyway.
Well, yeah, I know. Breaking into places. But and what she did or what he thought.
Yeah, but what took him to that level of crazy?
Yeah.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah, I saw the ambulance and didn't know. I don't really watch the news, so I didn't really know what was going on, but they put a notice on everyone's door just explaining what was going on, I guess. But
yeah. Like, nice. One of your neighbors died, stay inside.
Yeah. You know, they were, you know, trying to promote their whole neighborhood watch thing, all that stuff. So
yeah, what good did it do her? Yeah, the whole neighborhood watched. As it happened,
that's
pretty much.
Terrible.
Watched and locked their door.
Yeah.
Hope he's not coming here next.
Man, this is the house
nothing.
The house where hope does not live. Okay, so other than that, what have you been doing?
Other than that, just pretty much laying around playing games. I started playing Fable 3 for some unknown reason.
Well, you got that with your new console, didn't you?
Yeah, when I bought the new 360 to replace the old one, I got that for free. Along with Halo Reach, which I played a little bit of that too, since I hadn't ever actually picked it up.
Hmm.
Which, that's what we played on Gauntlet last week, and that's kind of what got me into it, because I suck so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Actually, well, you weren't coming in last. You were usually coming in reasonably on most of them, so.
Yeah, well, I started getting better as the time, and then I had to get off, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting off. Okay. So anyways, so that's pretty much all you've been doing?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Holly, just quick highlights, what have you been working on?
What have I been working on?
Yeah.
Well, I got a tattoo today, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, you showed me that. Looked pretty
really,
good.
Really fucking awesome. If you're on my Facebook, you could see pictures.
Yeah. Did you show Will?
Hmm? Yeah, I showed him earlier. Okay. It's a tattoo of the witch from Left 4 Dead, which is
done up all comic style.
Yeah. Pretty badass. It still needs to be colored in, but
it's pretty badass.
Nice looking the way it is, yeah.
It's a lot, like, I didn't think he would be able to pull it off that well. Not saying that he wouldn't, but I didn't think that.
Not that he sucks or anything.
No. He doesn't soak. But no, I was thinking that it wasn't going to look as good as it does.
That's always a good surprise.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Just can't wait for the color. Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, I did that. I had a job interview today, and that, I think, went really well. Because she actually told me that she would work around the schedule because she really wanted me there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Nice.
Hmm. Been playing Dead Island with Moon more, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're up to, the police station for like the second or third time.
That's like my least favorite part of that game.
No, the sewers are my least favorite.
Those I don't mind because you can actually book it through there really fucking fast if you know the route.
Yeah.
But there are some. There's a hidden skull in there that you can get.
I got one.
That's a developer mod.
I got one of the orange skulls.
Mm-hmm.
I found one of them somewhere else, but it was in a basket somewhere.
Do you know what they're used for?
Uh-uh.
Basically, they're used to unlock developer mods, specialty mods.
Okay.
So, just collect all of them, and you can use them for stuff. So, and you'll just unlock pretty cool stuff that you can use.
That's pretty awesome.
And I'm going to stop before I say stuff again, but yeah.
Stuff.
Awesome.
Stuff.
I really like that game. I like that game a lot. And then, like, Sedition has been jumping in with us, too, and he plays occasionally.
Yeah, yeah.
But
just need to break down and buy that one.
Yeah, you should. You should buy it before we're done.
That's a dumb expression, too. Just need to break down and buy it. Like, I'm going to break down and cry, and I'm going to go buy the game. Or maybe my car will break down on the way there. I don't know.
And then you know.
Yeah.
So if your car breaks down on the way home.
I need to go buy Dead Island.
Yep. Yeah. And then your car will work again.
Welcome to the Deconstructing Stupid Sayings cast.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and...
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so what else have you been doing?
Do you want me to jump into my main one, or do you want to talk about what you did?
We can come back to that. So if you got anything else?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I don't remember playing anything else or anything else exciting going on in my life. So
okay.
No.
I worked a lot.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I really didn't play too much gaming. I did the Halo Reach for the Gauntlet, and pretty much left it at that. So
nice.
Big projects at work, lots of money to be made. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've done. Let's see. Okay, before we do jump into your game, we do have letter, so we're going to do that really quick. We got one from Ian. Let's see here. To the cast, the tilt. Random video game question. If you could have a soundbite played every time you killed someone in Call of Duty or say Gotham City Imposters, what would you choose? I would go with the Mina Mina Muppets bit.
He sent me an Xbox Live message that actually said that, and I had no idea what he was talking about. It was just Mina Mina. What the fuck, Ian?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Anyway, I don't see how this is not already an option in these games. I did this to a friend on Live, putting the music up to the headset and party chat, and got some hilarious results. Nice.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. You just got a message. So that's actually a good question. Mm. So I might have to steal that for tonight's question, because I like that. Maybe not just Call of Duty, but if you could just kill somebody and have a sound clip play at the end of it. You know, like, you're terminated, asshole, or something like that.
Who's your daddy? What does he do?
What does he do?
You're messing up my zen, man.
Like, get your ass to Mars. you're messing up my zen.
You're messing up my zen, man.
Gonna knock on the sky, listen to the sound.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just have to say, damn it, Donnie!
That would be good.
You're out of your element. Yeah, that's fine. John Goodman saying you're out of your element, Donnie. that would be my soundbite. Not just in Call of Duty, but just period.
Can remember that character. Like, I can't remember his character's name in that movie ever.
Oh,
in
Big Lebowski?
Big Lebowski, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I never can. Because, of course, you've got the dude, and you've got Donnie, and then you've got the Jesus.
Yeah, the Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got Rand, which is the Lebowski's assistant, the one who played by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh yeah, and
yeah.
Then
Walter is
Walter. Yeah,
that's, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't look it up. I was about to, but it just popped because I remember going, "Damn it, Walter!" Yeah, it's like every time you have to equate it to Vietnam. So, but yeah, no, Walter is his name. I've seen that maybe like 50 times, so I should know that.
I saw a pretty badass poster for it today.
Oh, really?
Bought it, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have. But I bought 4 posters a few days ago, and they're $10 each, so I spent $40 on posters.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot of posters.
Yeah, not really, that's just a lot of money for posters.
Yeah, I know. So I got my, you're out of your element, Donnie.
Yeah.
And I would definitely do that in Left 4 Dead with Donnie Sparks.
With Donnie,
yeah.
Yeah,
D Sparks. What would you choose?
I would choose, you're messing up my zen, man.
How about if you fuck with the Jesus fucks you.
Anyway. Can I just play the entire song that he plays?
Oh, Hotel California, the Spanish version of it?
No. The one where he's dreaming. Fuck.
Oh, check. Yeah, so I just popped in to see what my condition. So see what condition.
Yeah, to see what my condition. My condition is in. I just play that entire song.
I forgot the name of that fucking song. but yeah. Okay.
Because that would get really irritating.
I think Hotel California, every time you kill someone, especially in Spanish, would probably piss off quite a few people. So, or some Selena, Chitty Chitty Bum Bum. Yeah, what would you take, Will?
I don't know. There's any number of Schwarzenegger quotes that I think would work. Like, you know?
Chill. I'm just like, I let him go. Do that one, or God, what else? You just do the straight chopper one. Or actually, you could do Predator with, like, you know, it's like, what are you waiting for? Here I am. It's like, what are you waiting for? Here I am. Kill me now.
That would work really well.
Yeah. You do that one. That's a good one. Actually, I think I would probably, it'd be a toss up between You're Out of Your Element or the Schwarzenegger squeal from Total Recall when he's suffocating on Mars. He's like, I'm just being really fucking funny.
Because
I have Grunt Birthday on my Halo just because I find it annoyingly hilarious. So
I think
it mocks me every time I die.
And another good one would probably be, Stallone from Judge Dredd. I am the law.
I am the law.
Just do the bird is the word.
You watched that, didn't you? Okay, that's
and he was like, that's annoying.
Yeah, that was on yesterday. So, the Family Guy episode with the bird song. Yeah. So it's like our top scientists say that the bird is greater than the word.
I like the shirt pants.
Oh god, man.
That seemed to be a heavyset gentleman.
Actually, no, I think I know what I would use. It would be even. I would like a library of soundboard items so I can use the Kill Bunny from Robot Chicken. It's like, you didn't think it'd be that easy, did you? Every time I shoot somebody, that just
would
kill them.
That would be good.
That would be a good one. I like that one. Or just record a really angry father yelling at his kid, going, "You little bastard!" You know, just every time you shoot
get
somebody.
Get up, mom.
Yeah, get up, mom. Some piano kid. But no, okay. So that's our answers for this. It's actually a good question. I like this one. It's a good one. Let me take a look here.
We get anything from Sophie?
No, we didn't get anything from her. We did get an additional thing from Ian. I've been working on projects all week, so my mind is like a total mess. What was our question last week that we did ask?
I don't know. Justin's normally on top of that.
Well, he's the one who carries that stuff over because I'm usually too busy. So, wow,
I have no idea.
Well, basically,
it was a question, and there were answers.
We'll describe it to you. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm buying time. I'm buying time as I look it up because we're kind of.
Apparently, I can't talk, so with a tilt case, that's a...
Tilt case?
Yeah. So, okay, now I remember. Okay. What movie star would you like to see in a video game, and what genre? That was our question from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now you remember. You're like, oh, yeah, I knew it.
You remembered it whenever you read it.
So. No, I didn't. I don't even remember my fucking answer was.
No, yeah, so. I don't remember mine. Mine was probably the...
But here's the funny thing is that Ian always answers our questions kind of weird. He said Arrested Development video game. And as for the genre, maybe a point and click. Now, Arrested Development has Jason Bateman in it, isn't it? Okay, so maybe he means him in a version of his own game.
Or
his
maybe
own show.
Just all of the characters.
Maybe all the characters. Yeah, I actually like Jason Bateman. He's actually turned into a pretty good actor. I finally watched Paul, which was surprisingly a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. I love Simon Pegg. I just wasn't sure what to expect from that.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
It was cute. It was cute.
And I really like Seth Rogen.
Shut up. I use that word, you bitch.
That's cute.
Well, that's good. Yeah. But no, Seth Rogen, I've just gotten to this point with Seth Rogen where I'm like, if you've seen one Seth Rogen movie, you've seen the character he's going to play in every other movie. And I'm just kind of to this point where I'm like, the wanderlust is kind of over, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the way a lot of characters are. Like,
or character actors. Yeah.
Yeah, like Johnny Depp.
Well, it's like
he's fucked up in all of his movies.
Justin Long? Mm-hmm. He at least, you know, he does a good job. He diversifies, like him and Zach Amiri make a porno as the gay porno star is fucking hilarious. And it's not the same character he plays in Idiocracy for his cameo, which is the doctor, which is fucking hilarious. It's like, my ex-girlfriend's a retard. She used to be a pilot. a lot of retards live awesome lives. Just fucking hilarious. I love how his ex-girlfriend is Millie handicapped. She's a fucking pilot. Yeah, anyway.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Upgrade.
Upgrade. Oopgrad.
Would you like an extra big-ass fries?
Yeah, I love that. It's like, your children are starving. DHS has been contacted.
Oh, man. Children are now the
party. Well, no, they have that menu in Carl's Jr. Establishes now where you can either talk to somebody at the counter to order, or you can just take one step over to this giant machine and order your food there and just totally cut them out.
Yeah.
And I always thought they should program that thing to actually say, you know, would you like a soda with your big ass fries?
That'd be awesome.
I find it, I mean, if I worked at a Carl's, if I was low enough to have to, sorry. If I was lower on the employment pole where I had to work at a Carl's Jr. fast food job, where I didn't have the education that I have, you know, that affords me the ability to work somewhere different. I sound like a total asshole now. But anyway,
good job, Jerry.
If I had to work in fast food, I would feel awkward standing there at the counter and some guy walks in or some like really hot chick walks in. She looks at me and then she looks at the machine. She takes the machine over me. I'm just like, hey, I have a fucking personality. I'm not programmed responses. I can do things.
Maybe the computer has a personality.
How do you use those things? It doesn't.
No,
it fucks your order up every
time.
Maybe
it's like Marvin from fucking Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That wasn't a personality. That was just depression.
They put in personalities to the robots, though.
Yeah,
and
they
the doors.
Failed at it.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, that was a heavy robotics company.
In a good way.
Either way, so that's his answer, and we have ours. So, yeah, that's a good one. So let's go ahead and jump out of that and jump right into games. So you did play some...
I did play a game.
Yeah.
It is called Silent Hill Downpour.
So she beat me to it.
Ooh. Yeah.
I want to play because I'm the big Silent Hill fan.
Yeah, I put about 8 hours into it. I'm about 45 to 50% of the way through, but they have side missions. I don't know how many side missions they have, but I've only done two apparently, which I don't know how, because I don't remember them.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know, this game...
Probably side missions, like, unlock the door. You're like, oh, side
know,
mission
like,
complete.
One guy wants you to get him food, and I think there has some guy wants you to get him a jacket or
so
something
they actually
like
have...
that. Because you pick up a jacket somewhere, and I don't know where it's supposed
to
go.
Have you played many of the other Silent Hill games?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I played on PlayStation 1, but I don't remember which one it was.
Okay, so, well, there was only one that came out for PlayStation 1. That was Silent Hill 1.
Oh, okay.
Silent Hill
well,
2 came out for Xbox and PlayStation 2. Burn! Anyway, it also came out for PC, but you know, I wasn't going to go that far. I didn't want to totally lay you out. But,
well,
you know.
I only played the first one then. But I, like, whenever I was a kid, I loved the first one, and it...
But not enough to play the others, apparently.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't have a PlayStation 2.
It was puberty. I had other things to do.
No, I didn't have a PlayStation 2, and for some reason I didn't play it on Xbox.
Okay.
Not sure why, but... I don't know where I was going.
Remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was on Xbox. I think it came out later on Xbox.
Oh,
so.
Well. Anyway, that game... I was terrified of stairs because of that game. Like, anytime I came up to the stairs and it was night...
Resident
I did
Evil.
Not, didn't want to go upstairs. I didn't want to open the door or anything like that.
She lived her life in fear because of
because of
PlayStation
game.
1 game. So, with very shitty
those
graphics.
Blocky pixels are going to...
Yeah. Blocky pixel death.
Polygons.
It's like, I can't tell if that nurse is smiling or if she's drooling or what.
Well, no, and like, and I remember them having such cool characters and...
Yeah,
the transitions and stuff like that of buildings whenever they would just turn completely dark, whatever. And then didn't they have like babies that were attacking you?
In the first one, no. In the first one, they had the shadow children, which were in the elementary school, and they were these weird, almost fog like black outlines of kids that would attack you.
But you saw their eyes.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I remember that. And then I remember the weird dog things.
Yeah.
The ones that look like greyhound dogs.
With split heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember those, but...
These are classic Silent Hill characters here.
Split head dog.
They don't have anything cool like that in this one. It's all, like, they're all basically, like, the screamer, which is really irritating.
Are they movie-based? Because I know that after Silent Hill the movie came out, they started incorporating a lot of stuff from that. Like, they redid Pyramid Head to be the movie version of Pyramid Head. They redid the nurses to be the movie versus...
Was Pyramid Head... Was he the one that's, like, all white?
That really helps sum it down.
Well,
he has a giant fucking pyramid for
with
a long fucking
sword.
It's
been a long time since I've seen the movie for it, so I don't remember.
Let me ask you this. Are there little black insects that fly around everywhere?
No, there aren't.
Okay, good.
There aren't little black insects. There aren't dogs or anything like that. There are...
Are there guys that have no arms or kind of melted into their torso that spit acid through their chest?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
There's a guy that looks like Hugh Jackman. All hairy, just his face. Like he's
a werewolf?
Not a werewolf. Like he looks like he could be a werewolf, but he's in a human form. I don't know. It's really weird. And then you've got the screamer, and then you've got some...
So he's a werewolf, like, that was transforming and just kind of gave up halfway through?
I guess so. I don't know.
Ah,
well,
fuck,
I mean,
I'm scary enough.
He just has, like, he's got the crazy hair and then, like, the really bushy sideburns and stuff like that. He just kind of looks like...
Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Yes. Like, that's what he looks like.
That sounds kind of shit.
And it's those two characters throughout it, and then there are just another girl that's attacking you, but they're all the fucking same.
Yeah.
Except for the screamer, and she screams, and you have to click left stick back and forth really fast, and you're cradling your head, and then she finally stops, and you can attack her, and it's terrible. Those are the only characters
that they have.
So you're
not happy with the game?
No,
so
I'm not
far.
Happy with it at all. Because, like, the graphics aren't great at all. Like, I feel like I'm playing shit.
Wow.
No, like, okay, it looks like... The graphics basically look like Resident Evil 5.
Hey, now, Resident
it's
Evil
not,
5
no, okay,
is...
Okay, yeah, it's not that bad.
Go back to 4, maybe.
Maybe 4.
Okay.
I don't... Well...
Because 5 still looks good. Yeah.
Maybe a little less than 5, but okay, either way, the graphics
it's
aren't what they
half.
Should be. Yeah, okay, so 4.
Because that
and
way
half.
I'll have a 5 in there, it's just a 0.5. So.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
We'll go with that. So the graphics aren't great whatsoever.
Mm.
The voice acting isn't good, and then whenever the dialogue comes up, sometimes it'll just stick.
Yeah, well,
like
yeah, hovers.
For a while until I actually paused the game or got back into it or something, it just said wait. At the bottom, like he was yelling wait at a little kid, and it just stayed there until, you know, I had paused it or someone else started talking to me or something like that. Not to mention the fact that any time the game saves...
Well, maybe he yelled it so loud the subtitle thought it should stick around. It's just like...
For that long,
it's like, should I fade away? He said wait. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But no, and any time the game saves, which is just about any time you walk into a new room...
Yeah.
It starts to freeze up, and you're kind of jumping
it's loading,
all over.
So it's,
but like it doesn't necessarily freeze. Like it freezes for a second, and then you move a little bit, and then it freezes again,
so it
and
jitters.
It'll do that. Yeah, like it lags a lot.
Is it jitter or shudder?
It shudders.
Shudders. Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Is it like
one,
a wanting type of shudder? Or
yeah.
Is, okay. longing for skin packs.
Yeah. It really is. And then like texture drops and stuff like that throughout the game. That's terrible. And the story of it, you start off, well, okay, you're playing as a character named Murphy, I think. Murphy Pendleton. And
Murphy, is that you in there? Sorry,
RoboCop. He's a convict, and he's being transported.
Is
like
he a RoboConvict?
No, he is not.
Sorry.
He's a convict, and he's like, the game starts off with you in prison, and you know, you do whatever, and then they're transferring you from one prison to another prison while you're in the bus with a few other people. Obviously, your bus wrecks. And just about everybody dies except for the cop. And that's it.
What's the cop's name?
I don't remember.
Is it a female?
Mm-hmm.
What's she look like?
I don't know, she had her hair pulled back, and she was wearing a uniform.
Was it blonde hair?
Mm-hmm.
Was her cleavage showing?
No.
That's a relevant question, because it...
I don't think there was cleavage. I think she actually had, like, a cop uniform on.
Okay, because I was seeing if maybe they tried to tie, Civil.
I don't...
You're looking at me like in a first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cop that was in there.
I remember that, but I don't think it was... Yeah. I'm pretty sure it wasn't her. Because
whenever they did the movie version, they had, the cop in there that had the really short hair, big cleavage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's after Silent Hill the movie came out, part four has its moments that are really good. It has some interesting character design here and there, then a lot of recycled ones. Like, there's these weird sphinx-headed guys that are walking down, like, pharaoh-headed guys are walking downstairs that burp every time you hit them. Really weird. Really weird. But the concept for the game is kind of interesting, where you're climbing through holes that lead to other places. And I kind of like that. But then the movie came out. And after that, when Homecoming came out, and Origins pissed me off, because Origins was about a 4-hour game for the PlayStation Portable that followed the formula that had been set up prior to that game that they just really hadn't strayed from. Oh, you have mommy-daddy issues, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Your whole family's fucked up, and here you are kind of living in this nightmare. Okay, whatever. It is kind of getting a little stale. And then Homecoming came out, same thing. Mommy daddy issues, all that bullshit. Different character, but I think it's about an 8-hour game. But it was the same shit all over again. It was just getting really annoying.
In this one, it's not really that. It's you're a father and your son has died.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the game, like, you pick up different pieces and stuff like that, and things are reminding you of your son, and they show you flashbacks of stuff, and it starts to piece together what had happened.
Ultimately, you killed him and went to jail.
Well, no, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you probably killed him. That's why you're in jail.
So. I don't know if it would be that, or if someone else killed him, and then he went off and killed that person.
Okay,
well, like it could have been something like that. I don't know. I haven't gotten to the end, so I'm pretty sure I'll figure it out eventually, but...
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah. That game.
Well, I'll end up playing it here in a while.
Well, no, it's still fairly terrifying.
It's just a boring type of terror.
Well, no, like, and this time, this game is gonna hate, like, I will hate mannequins after this game. Because they've got these female mannequins that are standing there, and then the mannequins themselves, like, if you shine the light on them, they'll move just a second, and then, like, these invisible, like, women start to come after you, and they're just beating the shit out of you, and you have to take down and, like, kill, I guess, the mannequin. And at one point, I walked into a room, and there are just, like, four of them all staring at me, and I was
God
damn it.
Silent Hill 2 had mannequins in it that would move, and they really fucked with you at one point, because I remember you climb into a warehouse, and the second you climb in there's mannequin parts everywhere, and you've already run into one or two of these things, and you're just like, oh, fuck me. And you're just like expecting around every corner you see a mannequin there, and it's not a normal mannequin. They have no hands. They're just very sleek and white, sitting there like this, and you're expected to, like, start coming at you.
Yeah.
And if I remember, there's not a single mannequin that comes at you in that entire factory. That entire warehouse. I can't remember, but I remember just being terrified.
The mannequins themselves don't actually attack you.
Yeah.
They're just the...
There's a ghost kind of form around it,
where the ghosts are.
Yeah.
But that was kind of terrifying. So, and they still have the walkie-talkie and stuff like that starts to go off. But sometimes it just doesn't going off. Well, this one, it's a walkie-talkie.
Well, you can turn it off in the other games. Can you turn it off in this one?
I think you can, but I don't want to. Because I like knowing when there are things around.
Well, that's the thing, is previous games, light and sound attracts them. So if your radio starts going off, you can kill your light and the radio.
Okay.
So that way they can kind of not see you as well, so you can actually hide. There was a little bit of strategy you could use with that.
I don't know if it's the same in this one.
You have to go into the inventory usually and actually highlight the radio and hit use and then hit off.
Well, I know, I'm pretty sure you can turn it off or on, but I don't know if that actually affects anything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it'll keep them usually away from
it
does. You or not.
Well, no, it doesn't keep them away from you, it just makes it harder for them to see you.
Okay.
Because most of those things don't have eyes, if you haven't noticed.
No, they have eyes.
No, I mean, like, the weird things that crawl on the ground in part 3, I think it was, didn't really have eyes. most of them can't see. It's sound that draws them. Sound and movement. And a little bit of light so they can kind of see.
Well, see, these are just, except for the Wolverine, the other characters, the other, like, the other two women just look like, one of them kind of looks like they were burnt, and the other one looks like her skin has been ripped off. But so it sounds, it's not, you can't tell, just, that's what it kind of seems like.
So it sounds like it's kind of generic, like they've recycled some stuff and adapted a few old things. Do they have the giant guys with the huge pillar stumps for arms walking? Oh man, I love those guys.
I haven't seen that. The only other character besides the three that I had mentioned was just this plain white character. Looks like he might be a little bit of a bluish tint. But he he crawls on the ceilings and stuff like that, and then he drops down and attacks you. But other than that, I mean, those are the only characters that I have seen. But that there's one point where you're driving, you're riding through on this roller coaster, and it stops for a second, and the lights start flickering and stuff like that.
Another roller coaster?
Yeah, there's a roller coaster.
After part three, another one?
Huh. Yeah, but in this one, I don't know about part three, but in this one, whenever it stops and the lights are flickering and stuff like that, you see other, not the mannequins that I'm talking about, but just figures of people that are supposed to be there, and they start getting closer to you, and they all have axes and stuff that. They look like they're about to attack you, but then you start moving again and everything is normal.
Have you seen anything in the game so far? Now, this is something that kind of pissed me off, is that Silent Hill used to have an actual story behind it that was outside the characters. It was actually a structure to hell, basically, to the other world. There was a structure to it that started to kind of become present in part three with Valtteri, I think, or something like that. And he was this guy that his head was constantly shaking back and forth, and he crawled around and he would turn wheels. That's all he would ever do, is just turn cranks and wheels. And he was kind of the engineer of the other place, you know, and the Netherworld or whatever. And and Pyramid Head had his role of what he was supposed to do as a judge or whatever they wanted to call him. And everybody else, which were the nurses and other things you ran into, were people at one point.
Yeah.
In a sense, they actually still are people. It's just you see them differently.
Mm-hmm.
And part three plays a big role in talking about that, because there's a character who talks to you and you're talking about all those things out there, and he says, how many of those things have you killed? And you see them as this. They're just people.
Yeah.
And there used to be this structure to it all, and it seems that in part five, in Homecoming and Origins, they kind of did away with all that interesting mythology that was behind everything, and just said, well, let's just make a game and not really go into any detail about stuff. And they got rid of stuff like Valtteri, and they got rid of Pyramid Head, and they got rid of all these cool characters that actually had names that served a purpose, and just focused on some dude's really fucked up psyche, and it kind of pissed me off. And in this one, have you seen any structure in the way things run? Nothing.
They haven't said really anything. I mean, the only time you see anything about Silent Hill is whenever you're in this, I can't remember the actual name of it, but I'll call it an amusement park. And there are just signs and stuff like that.
Is there a giant bunny
with
blood all over him?
No, I haven't seen a giant bunny with blood all over him.
Okay, because that would be part three again.
Nope, I didn't see that. But that's really all you know of Silent Hill, is from what you pick up on signs and what people tell you and stuff like that. Which
that makes
they don't really they don't really get that into it. Most of the story is based on what this guy is going through.
Do you know the
and
town that you're in?
Telling you.
Do you know the name of the town that you're in?
Silent Hill.
You're in Silent Hill?
Yeah.
Do you know what division?
I have no idea.
Because there's Silent Hill Resort, and then there's suburbs, and then there's I think downtown district, and then there's an amusement park that lays off by the right off from the lake, and the shit it's
I've been in the suburbs.
What about downtown district or anything?
Downtown, I don't know if I've been there or not. But the amusement park, it wasn't an actual amusement park though. It was mines and stuff like that.
Weird. Well, that might have been the other world meshing with reality and turning it into something that's not.
Yeah.
That's probably what that is. It sounds like they've have not fixed Silent Hill.
Yeah.
I'm still going to play it to find out, because I am a fanboy of the original Silent Hill games. 1 through 3, 4 is kind of slid in there, but
they have really cool elements to it. I just wish that they would have spent more time on it. Like, it's really, I mean, I'm not really playing it as a Silent Hill game anymore. I'm just playing it as a...
You're grudge fucking it.
As a game. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I am. But, there are different things that they do that are really cool. Like, whenever you're in the amusement park and you're on the roller coaster, like, that's really cool. And then at one point you come up to a playground, and there's a tire swing hanging from a tree. You see it, like, you look over, and it's a guy hanging. And then you go do something else, you turn back around, and it's just a tire swing. And then anytime you look back to it, like, sometimes it changes, sometimes it doesn't. And, like, things like that are really cool. I like how they brought that into it. And they still do all of the puzzles that you've got to figure out, stuff like that, which are a bitch.
Underneath whenever you start a new game, does it give you an option to change the difficulty of the puzzles? Because that's what they used to do, was you could put on easy mode where the puzzles kind of solve themselves.
It's not, I mean, the puzzles aren't... They don't have a specific difficulty level that you can choose by itself. Really? You just have one difficulty level for the game.
So they don't have a normal, easy, or hard mode?
They do for the game itself, but not for...
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. No. What they did for a while was, if you play on easy mode, the puzzles actually kind of solve themselves. You play on normal mode, you get the normal puzzles. You play it on hard mode, you would get the harder version of the puzzles, which are a little bit bigger in scope, and usually they leave out several clues, so you're going to have to do guesswork to make it more difficult.
See, I've been playing it on easy, and they're still fairly difficult. I mean, you have to make sure that you've got certain things, like certain papers and stuff like that. Yeah. You've got to read them in a certain order, like, there's a Hansel and Gretel part that you have to...
Okay, that was my next question. Does they go back to any folklore or anything, or fairy tales? Because in the first one, they had a Alice in Wonderland puzzle when you're in the hospital. Otherworld version of it. And then they also had a right next door to that one. When you walk out the door, you get to another one that had a astrological puzzle where you had to turn certain pillars on that had astrological symbols. And those were, when you play those on Arma, those are fucking difficult as shit. Because they take out certain clues to kind of fuck you. And then there was one in the school, which was about the piano. And there was a poem about birds.
Was such a bitch.
Yeah, that one was fun. I actually liked that one. So I spent, when I was a kid, I was probably about 16 or 17 when that game came out. And I spent a good hour sitting there reading that thing over and over again, and looking at the keys, trying to figure it out.
That's the same thing that I was doing. So. That is one part that I remember about the first one. And the dogs, and then of course the nurses. But
yeah, that's definitely fucking. So I don't know. I'm from everything you described. I'm a little.
It's good if you're not playing it as a Silent Hill game. I mean, it still has a lot of issues.
Yeah.
By itself, but.
Well, see, I want to play it as a Silent Hill game as a thing, because I love the original Silent Hill games, and you could spend a really good weekend just fucking off doing nothing else but playing that. And I don't know. But this one, it's Akira Yamaoka left the franchise after the Wii one, Shattered Memories. And so I kind of knew that things were going to be different soundtrack wise, but he also did executive producer on it, on the games. After I think it was The Room is when he became an executive producer, so it kind of went with this interesting art style with direction. And I think it was Part 4 is where he switched over to that. I can't remember, but I don't think he's actually tied to the new one at all in any way whatsoever, because I know they have Korn doing the title track.
I haven't listened to it.
Yeah. But I know that they're doing the title track, and I know that Akira Yamaoka, if he was still attached to it, he'd want to do the music.
Yeah.
So, that bothers me, is that he's not there. So already I'm going to have a different experience with that, because the music has always been a huge part of Silent Hill. It's just the atmosphere, the soundtrack, that it kind of, the atmosphere it generates. But also just it's interesting to see what one person kind of brings to the table and how it affects the overall. And not having him there can, in my opinion, really fuck the game up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I'll
They did a really good job of that.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
Did a good job of fucking it up. How is the soundtrack?
I...
like walking around, the atmosphere, just any...
There's nothing.
There's no music when you're walking around?
No, I haven't noticed any music. It's just your walkie-talkie, basically.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed any music. I may just be blocking it out. I don't know, but...
Because the way that Yamaoka engineered it was... Yeah, basically, like, you'll be walking around in the streets and you won't hear anything. You'll just hear the slight static of your radio. Yeah. As it starts to grow and enemies actually start coming after you, it'll start picking up and do an actual noise track with drums and shit, like noise drums. And other times, during boss element type areas, not even boss, I say mini boss fights, where it's just you run into something big and you gotta take it down or run. They just have straight out fucking soundtrack playing that's all noise mixed in with the radio static. And those were really great intensifiers for the tension that you're feeling during those times. And to kind of take all that out and just leave radio static.
They might. I don't know. I tend to not pay attention to music in games for the most part, so that could just be me. But I haven't really come up to any... I have finally come up to one boss fight.
After 8 hours?
Mm-hmm. One boss fight. The only thing that they really do... And I don't even know if this is going to be a real boss fight. I mean, it's a guy that I'm throwing bricks at.
Yeah, that could possibly be a boss fight.
And that's it. But, I mean, other than that, like, you're
playing Donkey Kong with a guy?
Yeah, pretty much. Jeez. You'll be trying to make your way through an area, and then this fire-like portal will come through the wall and start to chase after you, basically. Like, just following you, and you have to run, and it's kind of like a puzzle. You've got to find out which way you need to go, and if it gets to you... then it starts to damage you, whatever, you know, take your health away, and you've got to find your way out of it.
Hmm.
That's it.
Maybe I should reappraise my opinion on Shattered Memories as being a better game than Dark Souls. I don't know, but I'll find out. So what are your final thoughts right now on that?
I'm really upset that I spent $65 on this game.
You can trade it.
So. Yeah, I know, but I mean... you want to play it, and I've got another friend that wants to play it, so am I going to have it back within 30 days to trade in?
Well, you know I can gun-ho it in like 2 days.
Yeah, so. I know, but the other person...
Yeah, especially on a weekend.
So. Yeah.
Hammer it.
I don't know. I actually stopped by Redbox to see if I could pick it up, you know, because I was like, I was actually going to go pick up a certain game, but, I have to hold off on... Well, I'll just mention that's Raccoon City. I was going to pick it up, but I had to hold off because I only got paid for 1 week of work right now to carry me through until the end of the month.
Yeah.
And I have a couple bills I had to pay, so I'm down to like a very small amount of cash, so I really couldn't pick it up. I might be able to. I haven't... obviously not before the podcast since we're doing it right now. But then I have a big bonus I could possibly get from work for that project I'm doing. So
I was going to pick it up, but I realized if I picked that up, then I would never go back to Silent Hill. I'd just play that, and then I'd push Silent Hill aside.
Yeah. It's like, well, this past 2 weeks has been kind of weird, because it's like usually, like Mass Effect, I mean, I'll play through Mass Effect 2 just for fucking shits and giggles, you know, and not really doing anything. And Mass Effect 3, I have all intention of playing back through it. I just haven't even fucking picked it back up because I've been so busy with everything, which sucks, because I'd really like to get in there. And because I beat the game with 60 or 70% galactic readiness, I'd like to see what happens at 100%. I have to play a bunch of multiplayer to do that, which I don't mind doing, because it would maybe take me 6 hours or 4 hours to get it to 100%, you know, if I'm winning every match.
Yeah.
But I just haven't had the time, so... kind of sucks, and if I cracked open Raccoon City, I'd just... yeah, that'd be the end of me. So, yeah. I was already late to work today, so I'd probably be late to work the next day.
Yeah.
But now, do you have any questions about Silent Hill, Will?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of behind on the series. I think I pretty much only played the first one, but...
Yeah, so did I.
barely remember it because I kind of got into the survival horror thing a little bit late.
You got any questions I can answer?
Yeah, because, I mean, so it's like I played it, but it kind of blended in with, you know, the Resident Evil games, Parasite Eve, Dino Crisis, all that. Obviously, I don't get confused with Dino Crisis, but I played all those games kind of around the same time because I picked up Resident Evil late, and then I was like, oh, wow, this is awesome, so I'll get Silent Hill, I'll get Parasite Eve,
yeah,
all that stuff, and play it. So it all kind of, some of it mixes it together for me on what was what on those games.
Yeah. What? In the butt.
Oh, God. Butters version is the best.
Poor Butters. But now, you mentioned some good games there. I mean, when you go back to the survival horror genre, which I think Resident Evil is kind of taking a look at survival horror from the 90s and realized, hey, we need to change this a little bit. You know, some of this shit just doesn't work anymore. So, Resident Evil 4 and 5 are great examples of how a survival horror game from the 90s can kind of adapt and turn into something new that's actually still enjoyable and still challenging and fun. And Silent Hill started to go that way with originally when they were doing Origins, they were wanting to do it a little bit differently than what they ended up doing, but because of if I remember, size constraints on disk for PSP as well as functionality, they had to kind of pull back, and then they tried to do it with Silent Hill Homecoming instead and allowed for different things that you could do in that you couldn't do in previous games, and it didn't feel like it flowed right. And I was hoping that in this next one they kind of fix that, so I'll be able to find it, because that'll be something that's kind of hard to describe. It's just something you have to try and see. Like in the new one, can you free aim when you shoot at stuff? And can you aim at their kneecaps, or is it just straight
aim? No, whenever I'm playing it on easy, I haven't played it on any other mode, but playing it on easy, all you have to do is shoot, and you hit them.
So that's old version. Because free aim was one of the things they were wanting to bring in with Origins.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to, I can't remember, Homecoming didn't have it either, because they were wanting to do more of a third person over the shoulder and allow you to do a lot of things like interact with the environment, like jump over broken windows, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they did bring that in here and there for a few things, but they didn't really implement it too well throughout the entire game. And I was hoping they would fix that with this one. And from the looks of it, you know, everything I saw, like I saw the original teaser trailer where it's, you're going into that office and you got the flashlight and you're looking around and that thing attacks you. And it looked really fucking cool and the graphics looked really good. Do you remember that trailer at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because that's going to ask you how they compare to that. But,
yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, but that's what I was hoping they would do.
It's going to change. I know for a fact that it changes, that the shooting mechanics change.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know how.
Oh, you mean based on difficulty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they allow free aim later on that allows you to do stuff, which could also mean that you can do more damage, aim at certain points, weak spots on enemies, stuff like that. Because I remember, they could probably do that.
Well, and it's a lot harder to come by guns and stuff like that, and ammo if you're in medium or, you know, hard mode. I know that.
Yeah.
But they've got, you know, you've got shovels laying around and axes and stuff like that. So I normally just use melee and whatever, which it obviously wears away and they'll end up breaking and stuff like that. But the fighting mechanics suck.
Well, it's like like in the last Silent Hill game with Homecoming, they have unlockable weapons that you can get from doing the game certain ways. Like I remember I think from getting the UFO ending, I got a laser pistol that's pretty much one hit kill on everything. My big fear is that, I mean, one of the big things about Silent Hill is the mystery, the interest, you know, the spookiness of the story and what's going on, and it's also just the humor.
Yeah.
You know, how you can get the UFO ending, which is always fucking kind of cute, you know. Shut up, Will. And and I'm wondering if they took that out or something, because it seems like they kind of departed from staples that have been in the series for a while, like nurses, the guys with the giant pillar arms that walk around have been around since Silent Hill 3, I believe. they also implemented in flying creatures during that time that were really weird pinwheel things.
Yeah.
The creepy dudes that have the split chest that spit acid out of it, and they have no arms, they're just tucked into like a cocoon around their body. And then in part five, they brought in a lot of movie elements, like the way that the world transforms from, you know, our world to the dark world,
mm-hmm.
or to the fog world or fire world. I'm sorry, it's volcanic ash. Sorry, not ash, not volcanic. It's ash, but because they actually start showing the transformation at that point in Silent Hill Homecoming, and they used the same way they did in the movie, which I didn't mind that so much. It's just they brought in the nurses from the movies and the insects from the movies, and that kind of pissed me off. So
yeah,
because I'm like, yeah, the movie was not that good, so don't continue.
And
then
there was only one good part, and that's whenever Pyramid Head ripped the skin off the girl.
Oh, that redhead chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was kind of still cheesy in its own way.
It was cheesy, but it was the best part of the movie. So there's that.
Well, for me, it's one of those things when you basically rewrite the entire backstory to something and don't even fucking explain why. You know, where...
That's the white character I'm talking about.
Oh, that's the white character. Is that how it looks in the game?
Yep.
That looks like a portable game.
It looks terrible.
That looks like portable graphics.
Oh.
I'll have to actually see it in person before I make a judgment call on that, but that's fucked up. But no, it's like, you know, in the movie they made Dahlia Gillespie a good person, or a victim at least, you know.
Right.
And you're like, she's the evil fucking cunt bitch, you know, from from the first game, who's like twice that chick's age. You know, what was her? Unger, the actress, Catherine Unger or whatever.
That's what it looks like.
That looks like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's she's like twice her fucking age. And then they made Cheryl, you know, the burn victim, who basically... They didn't go into any of the stuff about how your daughter is a splintered, you know, it's kind of really hard to put into words because it's been so many years, but she's kind of like the shattered psyche in a way,
right.
A part of herself that is innocent and everything that she kind of split apart. they just twisted everything around and fucked it all up. They keep talking about doing that sequel, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they said that they'll fix what they fucked up, but, you know, there was a time where I said they just need to let the writing staff from Silent Hill actually write the story, but after Silent Hill 5 and Origins and Shattered Memory stuff and all that, and this one, I'm at this point where I'm like, they should not be allowed to write a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
You should cut their fucking hands off. Somebody like BioWare needs to buy their fucking story and start over.
It's like confusing for people that maybe were interested in the game or even the original games or anything like that, and then go through and watch the movie and then be like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it probably totally turned somebody off. You know?
Yeah, well, it pissed me off whenever, because after the Silent Hill movie came out, that's when Origins and Homecoming came around. Origins I was totally down for, because I was like, hey, I got a PlayStation Portable and I love Silent Hill and I can play it anywhere I go, you know, and that's got that good music, and I was sitting there playing it and I was just like, and so I remember, because this was during the ice storm is when it came out, and I had no power at my apartment. So I was working as a manager at a retail store, so I would leave work, I'd go home really quick and just, you know, drop shit off or grab my PlayStation, you know. Sorry, I'd be charging my PlayStation at work, but I'd drop shit off at my house. And I'd walk up to a Denny's that was near my apartment because they had power and they had Wi-Fi. And I picked up Origins that night from the store up at the mall that I worked at. And I sent one of my employees down there to pick it up for me, because as a manager, I couldn't leave the store. And so they brought it back. I'm like, oh, I'm going to play this all night, you know, because I don't work tomorrow. I went up to Denny's. 4 hours later, game's over. And I was like, are you fucking shitting me? It's like, I'm sitting here. It's only like 1 o'clock. I expect him to be playing until like 4 at least, just getting halfway through.
Right.
And here I am at 4 hours later, and the fucking game's done. And it's just like, you know, congratulations, you've unlocked this. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. I don't care what I unlocked. You know? Total shit. And then Homecoming was actually a reasonable length. It was like 8-9 hours. But it was the same fucking story, pretty much.
See, and I wanted to play Homecoming, but I never could bring myself.
It's better than Origins. But it's not like, I mean, I've 1,000 pointed the goddamn game because I played it through like 3 different times.
Yeah.
And there was a trick to it where when I was looking through the achievements, reading through what they were, I found two that obviously, sorry, two groups that obviously those were pivotal points where if you got those and you saved right there at those two different spots and just reloaded, you could basically 100 point the game in one go.
Yeah.
And so that's what I, sorry, 1,000 point the game in one go. And that's what I did. I came up to that point and I noticed, okay, this is obvious where I'm going to get that achievement. So I'm going to save here, go through, do this, leave, come back in, go through it again, do it differently. And I went onward and I got to the next one, which is the obvious fucking next point, did the same thing. They didn't really spread it out. They didn't, you know, the story was kind of predictable and it was just kind of whatever. But it was better than Origins just because it had a little bit more length to it. And it just wasn't as bad.
And probably better than Downpour.
Possibly. I don't know. Anything without corn, in my opinion, is good. I'm sorry, any corn fans out there. It's just, man, you know, you spend so many games with Akira Yamaoka as a soundtrack guy, and he's, you know, he's damn good. I mean, you know, if you guys don't know who he is, Akira Yamaoka, I think it was Super Contra is how far back he goes, doing music and stuff. He's done shit from the old fucking, like, classic video game soundtracks to modern day, where it's just full instrumental, you know, music. And his actual albums he puts out, like Futurist and stuff like that, and is good stuff. It's great music. And what's her name? Mary Elizabeth McLean, I think, or something like that, is the female vocalist that he uses for the Silent Hill stuff, and she's a wonderful singer. And it's really weird when you look at the lyrics for Silent Hill stuff and you're reading them and you realize these were written by a Japanese executive guy talking about his daddy. Yeah. It's kind of weird. But either way, good stuff, good stuff. And one of my favorite musicians. So I'll guess I'll have to jump in there and check it out before I take your opinion.
Yeah, I'd say wait until the price drops if you're going to buy it. If anyone listening is going to buy it, wait until the price drops.
Which might not be too long.
Yeah. Or borrow it from a friend.
Yeah, if it's this bad, it might not be too long. I hate those games that come out. They're so fucking shitty. Like Singularity, I trash on that game so much, but you know, I have every right to. I played it through multiple times trying to find some redeeming merit, and it just pissed me off at every cock blocking turn. I fucking hated that game. And I beat the game. I've upgraded all my weapons. I don't get to carry my upgrades over. I get to start at fucking zero again. Fuck you. You know? It's like, fuck you. I finally get infinite energy on my fucking my time manipulation device. Last 10 minutes of the fucking game.
Wow.
So you can actually use it to kill people and stuff without worrying about the energy level on it. And then you start over with that same imported game, and it won't let you. It starts you off with back to zero on your fucking.
What's the point?
That TMD device. Yeah. I was pissed. I was so pissed.
I would have been too.
Yeah, I killed every motherfucker in that game. It's like, at the very end, it's like you have this option to shoot two people, one of two people. And I tried shooting both of them at one point. I think that actually worked. I think I actually did get in anywhere. I killed both of them. I was just angry at that point. And I was like, oh, achievement unlocked.
Nice. So,
but that game pissed me off so much, and it was a horrible game. The only review I read for it that was actually good, that was actually giving it praise, the guy couldn't fucking spell for shit. He was like, this game's thick, dog! And I was just like, are you fucking shitting me? This guy actually works for somebody? Because this was on an official game, I'm not saying who, but he's sitting there going like, it's in y'all. And I was like, this game is the shiznit. And I was just like, you really use the word shiznit. Shiznit in a paid review. Seriously. Are you going to use hizzy? I was just like, wow, you know, that's just really fucked up that you actually get paid to do this. By the way, there's the only good review that actually praised it. Everybody else trashed it that I read. And I agreed with it. I was like, yeah, I fucking 100% agree. This is a shitty fucking game. Predictable storyline, not even a good storyline. You already know the ending after the first 10 minutes of the game. You know, it's like, oh, I shouldn't have saved that guy. Now I'm going to have to time travel and kill him. So, and I trashed on it royally. And the price on it, I watched it just to see. And it was always like $40
Yeah.
$30 I think it's still sitting at like $30 on Amazon. I just bought Cursed Crusade for fucking $8 and that came out at the end of last year. Singularity came out when we first started doing this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Somehow that game, the price stayed. I mean, are there people out there purposely buying this thing just to make it look popular?
That's the thing with Cursed Crusade is everybody trashed on it, though. Or a lot of people trashed on it. It's not that bad of a game.
See, I still haven't... I still haven't jumped into it. I bought it. I've just been so busy. So I still need to hop into multiplayer with you.
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing the single player. Mm-hmm. And that, from what I understand, the multiplayer is not that different. Same story.
Just yeah, it just ties in. Yeah, I think... Is it drop-in, drop-out?
I don't know if it's drop-in, drop-out. Yeah, I hope it is.
I think it is. I think it is, so that way you can continue, and then it just picks up at some point.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, who the fuck decided that Singularity should be more expensive than, like, you can pick up Halo Reach for cheaper than Singularity. Like, are you fucking shitting me? That's an epic game.
I'm sure Gears of War 3 is cheaper than that too by now.
Maybe, I don't know. Gears of War is a really popular series, and
it is, but know, I remember whenever I was working it was about 30.
About 30.
Yeah.
You can usually get shit for about half the cost of in-store on Amazon, because yeah, there's usually some seller that's selling it cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, while we're doing this, I'm going to look up and see how much Singularity is sitting at, because I'm pissed off enough. I want to see how much it's selling for right now. But, so, basically what it comes down to is you're saying that Silent Hill Downpour, it's a bargain bin game, if yeah, even that.
Yeah.
Because if those graphics you showed me just now or anything, it's very pixelated.
That's what it looks like.
And that does not look good. It looks like... not even like a good portable game.
Like things look good at a distance.
You can say the same thing about Batman Arkham City. When you get up to signage and stuff and that game, it gets yeah, very, but that's just the way that they had to do it. I mean, on the grand scale though, that looks fan fucking tastic.
Yeah.
And the character models look good. The character models in that screenshot you showed me look like crap.
Yeah, they do. And like I said, like the voice acting, everything just sucks.
Just sucks.
And they tried to like, they're giving you options like how to talk to people. Like occasionally they'll, you know, they'll say, oh, do you want to say something good about her or do you want to say something bad about her?
So they tried to bring some diversity into your choices.
Yeah, but no matter what you choose, it's still the same outcome.
Really?
The person is still going to do the exact same thing.
So it actually doesn't affect anything.
Right.
Maybe it affects your overall storyline in the end. Like, if you were a nice person, if you were a bad person.
Yeah. I was in prison. Really? So, there's that.
Did you get raped? Okay, let's take a look. Okay, Singularity. Okay, it's dropped down in price now. It's down to 114 copies new and used. The cheapest from the used being about $4.95, but the new ones are about $14.99. Which means, you know, there's some asshole on there selling it for $20-$30 once yeah, you go higher up the list. That's for Xbox, PlayStation sitting about $11.99. So that's just sorry. Oh no, I take that back. PC's sitting at $11.99, PlayStation's at $20. And the lowest, they have 11 new and some used, and the lowest price is $15.89. So
wow.
Yeah. That game just makes me want to throw up in my mouth. No offense to the guys that made it, but you know.
The game sucks.
Well, no, visually, it's actually a really good looking game. I was actually impressed with some of the graphics in it. I mean, some of the lighting and everything was really great. It's a lot of shadows and stuff, and the guns look pretty okay. And I was sitting there with a revolver at one point, and I kept swapping the revolver out to watch the cinematic.
Yeah.
Because it looked really good. And I'll do that for like 30 minutes, just swap my weapon in and out. Yeah, I'll do that sometimes.
Just so you don't have to play the game.
Just so I can look at it. That's what reviewers do. But so people think we play the games now, we just stare at them. But it all looked really good. It's just some of the stuff in it, it wasn't so much the mechanics, it wasn't so much anything except for one, the storyline really pissed me off, and the way that they had set up the weapon system really pissed me off, and that you don't get to carry over your upgrades.
Yeah.
Because there's no way, you can't upgrade every weapon, and you can't even really fully max up more than one weapon. And that kind of pissed me off, because you have to really kind of play favorites.
Yeah.
there's a few areas that you can glitch out and grab extra credits that I found because of the way the loading system works. Whenever you pass a loading system, it respawns everything behind you. So whenever you pass a save point, if you grab everything, then go through the save point, as long as it doesn't take you out of that area, you can exit the game, come back in, walk back, and grab the shit again. So you can max up your TMD ammo for your time manipulation device, as well as grab credits to upgrade things. That's kind of cheating, so I really didn't do it too much. I don't like cheating, but I really don't. So, but that just slightly really irritated the crap out of me. So they should have made a way to make more money, you know.
That's always says like they put you on a line where you can make so many upgrades in certain games, and then but they don't give you enough means to actually do it unless you cheat. And
I can't remember if it was money or if it was upgrade kits you had to get, but either way, they should have given you ways to get more of them, and I don't mean Microsoft points. They should have actually had a way in the game to do it. I hate games that go like, you know, oh, you can upgrade this far, but if you want more power nodes to upgrade, you can give us $20 and we'll give you 10.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, fuck yourself. I ain't doing that. I'll just fucking glitch your game out. So if you're on PC, that is. But, or I'll just use the... every game has... as much as I don't use cheats, I do look into them sometimes. And like I remember Dead Space has... Dead Space 1 has actual controller cheats you can use where you go to the start menu and you just do, you know, up, down, and all that stuff. And it'll unlock, like, yeah, I think 50,000 credits or a couple extra power nodes.
Nice.
Which, you know, those can be handy if you're playing through, like, your third fucking playthrough and you want just a little bit of extra help. Like Beatles Rock Band, you know, just like every Rock Band game, there's a way to unlock the entire store, you know, just by doing trigger stuff on the main menu, which is, I'll admit I do that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because...
You can't really cheat at Rock Band.
It's not
really cheating.
And it's not really cheating. Now, I don't really want to have to go through the whole career mode to unlock all the songs, because with the Beatles stuff, I'm just like, I want every song right off the quick playlist. I want to go ahead and get all that.
Yeah.
So Rock Band, Guitar Hero 3, I did the same thing because there's some really good songs. Die Toten Hosen. So Die Toten Hosen was on there, and they're a good Swedish punk band. So, by the way, let's see here. We're going to go ahead and pop out into a break, and we will be back after that.
Yep.
This is like the Valium cast tonight.
I know. I'm just so
tired. I can't really be funny tonight.
It's all that Zen.
It's not me, Xanax. They should make something called Xanax.
Xanax?
That'd be the Nirvana pill. It's not a bullet to the head. Anyway, we'll be back.
Yep.
Back from our break. Had a lot of fun. Do you guys like my little Cthulhu snow globe?
I love it. I'm admiring it.
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine got me this gigantic, oversized snow globe with Cthulhu rising from the bottom of the ocean. It lights up, but the batteries that came in it, one of them was corroded, so they don't work. And they're little tiny watch batteries. Like,
geez. I hate watch batteries.
Yeah, I hate these things.
It's like, why do they do that? Just man up and put some AAA's in the ditch. You
put
know?
Some
it's,
real batteries
yeah,
in there.
It's
put
like,
a D in there.
It says 8-cell. That's all. This is button 8-cell. So I guess that's what I have to go buy. And this one's all corroded. And
just take
nasty.
It to
Walmart.
Walmart or Target and say, hey, I need some battery.
Yeah, I'll eventually do that. So.
Yeah, but probably
they bought,
not.
They bought this for me for my desk at work. And my desk is pretty big at work. You know, it's yeah, it's probably about that long. Yeah, it's pretty damn long. Mm-hmm. And it's probably about a good, like, 3 feet wide and, deep. And I can't remember how long it is. But I have two monitors out there. And I'm just like, I don't even know where the fuck I would put this thing because the monitors are pretty big. And I have other shit on my desk. And I'm like, where could I put this in my office? Because I don't have any shelves or anything. So, and do I want this in my office? Where people can come in and see it, you know. So it's interesting nonetheless. I do plan on putting a Robbie the Robot statue on my desk at some point. That I think I can get away with because there's no like satanic reference or anything. But a giant squid winged monster rising from the depths of the ocean named Cthulhu A little iffy there. So, but anyways, so we are, we're back, and we've had some time to talk about shit. So, and we're going to jump into some quick news. Not a whole lot of news. Just mainly two pieces. Well, three. We've got the, I received the press pass for Dishonored.
Looks good.
Yeah, from Bethesda. That was a game that we brought up last year, near the end of last year, when they had announced it. And we saw some new screenshots that were in the press pass, and some actual in-game stuff. And it looks really cool.
Oh, yeah. Shadows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There are shadows.
There are shadows.
Shadows.
The face detail. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, this face detail looked really cool. Mm. And the mechanics... Well, I know that it's largely going to be melee-oriented, because there's a few guns here and there, but it's a lot of powers, kind of almost like a Bioshock, kind of in a way where you got tonics. Well, not really tonics, but you have powers that you have that you can use.
Yeah.
And the art style reminds me a lot of the, like you were talking about, the direction that Bioshock Infinite
mm-hmm.
went, a little bit more chiseled and gritty, but it's still there. And it looks really cool. Definitely looking forward to it. And that one... got pushed back to I think September 2nd, so
I'm excited.
Very soon. Yeah, so it reminds me of those posters you see on the internet where they got like a a shot from a window, and you see a cat outside and it's staring at the person taking the picture that says soon.
Yeah.
I was in the parking lot of my work the other day, and I come walking out on break, and there's this goose just sitting there in the parking lot, and I was like, there is not a body of water anywhere fucking near here. I was like, how the hell did that thing end up in the fucking parking lot? So I snapped a couple photos of it that I would love to tagline soon, and I got closer to it, and then I got even closer. Sorry, then it got closer to me. So that was actually like right next to my fucking car, and it was just like sitting there, and it would never look at me. It just kept looking straight ahead, just because it had those fucking eyes on the side of my head.
So he's getting close to you.
Yeah, little bastards.
He's like, stop taking pictures. Yeah, that's cute. That's
yeah. It's a Sean Penn of geese. It's just like, want to come and grab my phone and smash it, pull out a revolver. I like Sean Penn, but anyways. Just never interrupt that motherfucker's weddings.
Yeah.
Anyways, we did get some news from a very cool thing that's for us 90s gamers out there, PC gamers.
Oh, yeah.
You want to take that one?
I'll take it.
Yeah. You got to take it good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I'll give it. I don't know. I haven't decided. Let me give it.
I'm going to dish out that news so deep.
Yeah. Chicago style.
That's...
It's like going to hit you so hard with this news, you'll have to have therapy to remember it. That's kind of gay, but it's funny at the same time. Anyway.
Yeah. So, Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced. It's pretty exciting.
The Inside Editions. Yes. You get to play as Bob the entire time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And every loading screen has that whistle song. I can't do it right now. Smiling. So.
It'll be done. It's going to be done by Overhaul Games. Partnership with Wizards of the Coast, Atari, under Beamdog.
Beamdog. And who is Beamdog?
They're, well, I didn't really write it down.
I know who they are. I know who they are, if I have to say it.
You go ahead and say it.
Okay, Beamdog is basically, what was it, Beamdog or was it Overhaul? Beamdog is a subdivision of, Overhaul is a subdivision of Beamdog. And Beamdog is basically a BioWare, team of BioWare devs. Who are some of the original people that were on Baldur's Gate,
right?
As well as some new guys.
I wrote that. That was Overhaul. Actually, Overhaul is under Beamdog.
Yeah,
Beamdog is the actual.
Yeah, Beamdog client. Is the actual person, and then Overhaul is a division of. By the way, it's BioWare and their original Baldur's Gate people, as well as new guys. So a little bit of old blood
to Overhaul. Mm-hmm. So they did some work on MDK 2 HD.
Yeah, which I'm a big MDK fan, so.
Yeah. Good news is a lot of, so there's quite a few of the original developers working on it, and they're using the same Infinity engine, if I can talk. They're just going to kind of update it, kind of bring it around.
And that's BioWare's property, so that's probably going to be the only, other than overhaul being part of sort of a part of BioWare and the fact they're using the engine, that's probably the only connection BioWare's going to have.
But unfortunately, no date set yet, but hopefully some of that will come in the next few months.
Well, hopefully they're quick. Because Baldur's Gate's a great game.
Oh, yeah.
I still have Baldur's Gate 1 on CD. I still have the CDs for those. They're not in really good playable condition, but that wasn't my fault.
They weren't on like the 6 3.5 floppies or something like that.
But actually, because I picked up the collector's edition of Baldur's Gate 1 and 2, and they were white and blue discs that tend to get very messed up easily. So the game, I could probably play the first half of the game if it would even install.
Disc game.
And if it would even run on Windows 7, which it probably won't.
Well, I don't know. They got the compatibility layer.
Diablo 2 still doesn't work. That makes me mad. But yeah, so that's great news. I'm really looking forward to checking that out with some enhanced graphics. That does make me happy.
Sure.
One thing that kind of irks me a little bit is I read a news report the other day about a group of people out there who hated the ending of Mass Effect 3 so much that they started a petition to get BioWare to remake the ending, to redo it. Now, I love Mass Effect so much, and I'm also one of those people who I might not agree with the way something went down, but that's the vision they had. So I'll accept it. And I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. Mass Effect 3's ending, I'm not going to really go into detail.
No, let's just tell everyone. Everyone what happens.
The Elusive Man is an Elcor. He's an Elcor.
GLaDOS shows up.
He's a VI. But now, who'd you say?
GLaDOS.
GLaDOS shows up. The Reapers are actually GLaDOS. So. And she sits there and begins insulting you the entire time.
Because you look fat in those pants.
Yes,
because
you look fat in those pants. Let me adjust the calibration on the faceplate. But no. Let me see here. That threw me off. But no, I'm not going to go into detail about the end of the game because, it's an epic series. You know, it's the third, the final installment of what you've been doing with the Reapers and everything, so I'm not going to ruin that for people. But some people were kind of mad, and I'm going to just throw in what's said in the article, which is what everybody can read, and that is that basically a lot of people are angry that they feel that all the things that you've done, all the actions you've made, have very little bearing on the end of the game, the way that you go. And that it doesn't really do it any justice, nor does it really explain too much, which actually does explain a lot. It's just they weren't satisfied. Now, originally, when I read this article, was about 2 days ago, and the petition was just going around, maybe had about 4,000 people on it, maybe 8 total. Not a whole lot. And over just a few days, apparently it got enough attention to catch BioWare's, interest, and they said that they are going to go ahead and redo the end of the game to appease people, and they're going to put it out. They said that they'll have more details next month. Speculations that we have is that it could be a DLC that you can pick up, obviously. As for if it's going to be pay or not, no idea. Yeah. I'm sure that if they make you pay for the alternate ending, it might add insult to injury for some people and they would get pissed off.
Probably.
So it might actually be a free thing. I don't know. But one of the things that they did say, let me take a look here. One of the things they did say that I did like, that I thought was great is that they were talking about on their forums how they're basically proud of the development staff for reacting the way they did to criticism and negative feedback, to basically say, okay, well, rather than saying fuck the minority, they're going to go ahead and try and appease them because they want to make everybody happy, which says a lot about BioWare as a company. I have nothing but good things to say about BioWare. All their games have always been fantastic. Another interesting thing that they did say in their release was that the alternate ending they're going to be doing is an addition to their existing plan to continue making Mass Effect content for the current game, as well as new full games. So I'm happy. It means that there's going to be another Mass Effect game that's actually probably a full title. As for how they go, me and Will were discussing that while you were not here.
Away, yeah.
Yeah, we were having a geek-a-thon. Yeah, it definitely makes me happy that they're not going to go ahead and just end everything with Shepard, that they might go ahead and continue onward in different directions. And they said to go ahead and be rest assured that the Mass Effect, the journey of the Mass Effect universe will continue beyond this. So, be interesting to see if they do maybe side stories for other characters, or as Will was talking about, he came up with the idea of a MMORPG.
Yeah.
And as much as I hate MMORPGs, we were sitting there talking about how it would work.
That would actually be really awesome.
Well, we came up with a whole sub-story for it already.
We pretty much already wrote it, so I mean, it's...
All right.
Yeah, we can't go into too much detail.
Copyright that shit.
Yeah.
Something that involved the Hanars. Yeah, it was something that involved the Hanars. Because I was like, they really need to move it out of the Milky Way if they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, and the Hanars worship the Protheans, you know, and pretty much every time you meet one, they talk about the Enkindlers. We were like, well, 50,000 years, that's long enough for the Hanars to go to another galaxy, like the Andromeda galaxy, and build a mass relay over 50,000 years. And so now you can go to a new place, you know. But we definitely would want to see them take it away from Reapers and Collectors and Cerberus and go into something else.
Yeah,
some new threat. Like GLaDOS. But either way, that's basically the news that we do have. It's just those two pieces. Not a whole lot's been going on. So nothing that's worth wasting your time. Let me see here.
The one thing I will say about the whiny babies that did the petition... Is that
the whiny babies?
Yeah, the whiny babies.
I'm not gonna call them whiny babies. You know,
I mean, I understand, but and maybe it's just because I got into Mass Effect late, and you know, I played through fairly quickly. The one thing they did do is on one. I don't know if it was that main petition that was going through, but they were actually raising money to change the ending of BioWare, or into BioWare Mass Effect. Wow. What am I talking about here? Apparently, I don't even know.
Yeah.
But no, change the end to Mass Effect, and then BioWare was like, no, you know, as far as that. At that time, they were like, we're not going to take your money for that.
Yeah.
And so they ended up donating all that money to charity.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
You know, and I mean, it was quite a bit. I don't have exactly.
Did they donate it to the foundation for people who do not have any idea what artistic integrity means? No, I'm just kidding. No, God bless everybody. But now, my opinion on it is this. It's like, having been in situations where I've worked in art, and from music to actual art and print and all that stuff, and sometimes you have to put your foot down and just tell somebody you're not going to change something. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. This is the grand scope. This is how I see it ending, and it's my creation. So, you know, and some people love it. Some people hate it. It's just the way it goes. So I'm kind of torn on the issue where I'm like, well, people should just accept how it happened.
Right.
Because the ending is, I don't want to say vague, but the ending is vague enough.
Open.
Yeah, it's open enough that it can be interpreted different ways. And it largely has already. And I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine with that completely. And I like the ending. I like the explanation that was given for everything that was going on. And it might be different depending on how you play it, but the way what I got out of the end was, you know, for the explanation was really good. It made sense, and it kind of had this overall, you know, uniform that kind of fit with everything. So that's why I'm torn. So
I felt pretty good about it. I mean, at the end, I felt like the hero. I felt like everything
worked out the way,
you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it worked out the way it should have, and out of the ways that it can go, it worked out the way that you want it to, ultimately. And it's just, I think they were a little pissed off because all those Paragon or Renegade points really didn't amount to shit,
yeah,
is how they feel. But then again, I don't know if it did or not, because I played full Paragon, so I don't know how dialogue at the end was affected with how I played the game. I'll have to go back through it and see if there is any difference. You and I already compared notes on a few things.
Right.
where you had a suicider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big thing, though, like me, when I played through, I never played through, like, I never said, well, I'm going to do all Paragon or I'm going to do all Renegade. I pretty much just played through. I was mostly a good guy, but I just made the decisions that I wanted to make. I didn't really ever say, well, I'm going to try to do everything so I beat Paragon. You know, I did everything good, but I punched that, you know, reporter in the face.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's just...
I follow basically, like my first Mass Effect playthrough, whenever I play a game that gives you options to do, like, Fallout or anything like that, I usually play a good guy.
Right.
Right off the bat, just to kind of see... Because that's how the game's usually supposed to be. That's what the story's written for, is for you to be the hero. And so I kind of see how it goes. Then I try the anti-hero. And then I just try the guy who doesn't give a fuck. So, you know, he's just an asshole. And, excuse me, and with Mass Effect, you know, Shepard as the all-American, you know, Boy Scout, good guy is pretty much how it's supposed to be, you know. Because if you're not uplifting and positive, and if you're not constantly trying to find the best solution to the problem, it can affect your relationship with every crew member as well as other people, you know, and that's kind of a big thing, because it can kind of fuck with the the team dynamic, and cause certain people to hate you enough that's on your team that they might die at some point.
Right.
So again, that can't happen, and so the best way to keep everybody alive is to play the fucking Boy Scout.
Well, I can say that I definitely didn't keep everyone alive through my playthroughs, but to me, that makes it more real life. I mean,
this
hero, badass, gonna keep everybody alive, cool, nice guy, but really, I just play the everyman.
Oh, trust me, no. I have a Mass Effect 2 saver, pretty much half my crew died, because of shit that I did, and I was just like, ah, fuck you. And they played all the women for quite a while until the very end, and then they were all pissed off at me, and didn't get to use Paragon options to try and see situations. I had to straight up choose asshole option, and then everybody's mad at me, and then those two girls die, or those two guys die, just whatever. And I just find that so, you know, it's more realistic, but at the same time, it's like, I'm down those abilities. That's the way I view it.
Yeah.
Even though I'm the Boy Scout, I'm like, what can they offer my group?
But you have to admit, though, especially, not so much in 3, but especially through 1 and 2, anybody that died, they've pretty much filled it in with a suitable replacement.
For the most part.
Yeah,
so for the most part. I don't know. It's like, I know Legion can die in part 2, because I actually had him die at one point when I was playing through. When he's in the reactor core, the shielding didn't hold because I didn't upgrade. And he got killed. And that was my bad. So no,
mine came out of nowhere, and I think it was Miranda's fault.
Was it in part 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's been out long enough. Like, how did your Legion die?
Well, the thing, I talked about it before, but like, I didn't get Miranda's loyalty because of the Jack and Miranda fight.
Oh yeah.
And so I chose Jack over Miranda, and so Miranda's loyalty was down. So I figured I would just keep her with me, and maybe I'd be able to...
No, she'll die in a cutscene at some point.
So I chose her for the biotic to put the shield up.
Oh, really?
And then her shield... Like, we get to the end, and her fucking shield failed. And so the little swarmers, they picked Legion up and carried him off out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and so he was just like, hearing that. And it was funny. It was kind of funny, but at the same time, I was so pissed off that I didn't see the humor in it. So I was like,
is he
no.
like yelling error?
Yeah,
something?
He's like, error. I'm like, no, you know, but yeah, it was, yeah, but it was pretty interesting seeing certain parts of 3, I don't want to say anything, but without certain crew members and things like that, it made it pretty interesting.
Yeah, like I would pop in, because I've already beaten the game, and Justin hadn't beaten it at the time, so I'd go in there and watch him play, and he has a totally different playthrough, you know,
right.
And it was interesting watching certain cinematics play out, where there's people in his group that I don't have. And there's stuff that was said that in my playthrough that's not said in his, because he wasn't the same type of Paragon or same type of player as me.
Right.
So it really does affect the overall of the game, and makes it really interesting, and it's well engineered, well put together. And I think it was that tailor-made situation where these actions you've made have depicted the overall, have decided what the overall is going to be based on what you've done. A lot of people felt that was lacking in the end, and that's why they're mad.
Right.
I can understand that a little bit. It's just, you know, I have respect for what they did make, and what they did make is a great game, and it's an even greater story. And to kind of go back and change that, I mean, I know they want to keep people happy, and, you know, they want to keep people loyal to BioWare. And I do understand that. And it's just one of those things where it's such a hard subject to be on one side or the other, or even just to be on the fence. So
here's the big question: are you going to be the purist and keep it as is, or are you going to be the completionist and play it?
Oh, no, I'm going to be a completionist. I'm going to be a completionist straight up. I mean, you know, I love Mass Effect, and I was talking with you earlier about how I love Mass Effect so much. I love having everything Mass Effect that there is to play. The one thing I never picked up from Part 2, because I 1,000-pointed Part 2 and beat on Sandy and all that crap, and the one thing I didn't pick up that you don't even get achievements for was the added DLC they put out for people who didn't play Part 1, which was the comic you could go through and make decisions
right.
really quick before you start the game. And I always wondered what it looked like and always wanted to try it out. And I was like, well, YouTube videos aren't good enough. You know, I actually want to see it right. and own it and have it. But I'm not going to pay that fucking money, because I think it's like 800 or 1,200 points.
Right.
So I was just like, fuck that. You know, I'm not going to pay $12 for it. And it makes me mad, because I would like to have it just as a completionist, you know,
right.
for
yeah.
the series. And I know that when the fucking action figures come out...
I want a Legion.
Yeah, I want a Legion one really bad, yeah. But I also... I can't say that one, because that's... I can't say that one. But, but I really... want a Legion
yeah.
one, and
yep.
I knew that's what you're gonna put. Yeah,
yeah. So because I'm a huge fan of that stuff. So, but I'm as much as I would hate spending the money on them.
Mm-hmm.
If I make some good bonuses off projects at work, then yeah, I'll probably just spend probably about $500 buying all of them. So.
I want a couple of the Normandy ones, especially the Normandy 2 and Normandy 3.
Yeah, I noticed that on BioWare's website you can buy a little 3 or 4 inch die-cast replica of the Normandy. It's not very big, and it's like $30, I think.
Oh, God.
But it's really detailed, really good looking. Looks pretty awesome. I know that on... can't remember which website I saw it on originally, but I seen it. I mentioned it the other week. You can pick up the N7 Avenger assault rifle,
right.
and it's like $700, but it's a straight prop replica. Vulpin, I think, maybe is the one who did. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Lights up, does all that stuff. It's the same one they use in the commercials
nice.
For Mass Effect 3, and that was a Vulpin one, and I think this is the same one, and that's like $700, but to be honest,
worth
it. I think I'd fucking buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like the portal gun. If the portal gun's under $200, I'm going to buy the portal gun, because I don't want to spend I might spend $300, but I don't want to spend like $400 on it. But I've wanted one of those portal guns ever since Vulpin started doing them, but
yeah.
he wouldn't do any more of them. So if I can grab that one, I'd be more than happy with that.
Still want the portal one. That would just be fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it too nerdy that I want to set up a replica desk? Not necessarily even the desk, but just the displays of all the ships. I want to have models. That'd be awesome. Like all the ships
just like
that they have.
Display
nice.
Case.
Yeah, and well, a space hamster.
Well, see, that's why. That's why I redecorated. Why I rearranged the stuff in my room again. Is because not because I'm doing display case. I'm buying a new drafting board again, so I can start doing replicas again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna start doing that. So there's gonna be a lot of styrofoam laying around, a lot of X-Acto knife blades, and a lot of Bondo, so and molding cases. So. But I'm gonna go. I need to find a decent price drafting board somewhere. And those are not usually too cheap. But anyways, so that's basically our news. We do have a question for the week, and we really liked Ian's question about, you know, what sound effect would you use for killing people? Sorry, that you would have played after you killed people. Not so much just in Call of Duty. I mean, any fucking game. Any
would be
fucking
your
game.
Kill catchphrase.
Yeah, what would be your, you know, just soundbite?
Yeah.
From any, from it wouldn't even be you saying it. You can just hit a button, boom, it plays it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stick with my you're out of your element, Donnie. I guess that's just fucking funny. And you'll eventually meet Donnie, who's a guy that we play with quite a bit. His name's D Sparks. And we play a lot of Left 4 Dead with him. And he's one of those guys that's just, you know, he's good when he's good, and then other times he's a little off, and you just hear us saying, "God damn it, Donnie," over and over and over again. And I started saying the "you're out of your element, Donnie," like every once in a while, because he's really funny in the fact that he'll be playing Left 4 Dead and he's not even on the other team that's winning. He'll be saying stuff like, "Oh, that's a good smoker there," you know, or like, "Oh, 100 pounds.
Give him your love.
Yeah, give him your purple love for the bammer and stuff." And
then he does his all.
He's like, "Oh," you know? And I'll smoke him. I'll like grab him with a smoker. He's like, "Oh, good smoke, man. Good smoke." And I'm just killing him.
He's like, "Look at that. Just look at it."
Yeah, they're all pounced me. And he's just like, "Oh, man, I got pounced, dude. Oh, good pounds. Good pounds."
Wow. He's just eating. It's a compliment.
He's like, "Bring in the love." You know? It's just what he said. He's a coach.
He's a coach.
I know, but he has an actual name for it. It's something other than coach. But he lives up in Cleveland. He's a really fun guy to play games with. yeah, if you guys want to have fun, just add D Sparks.
Yeah.
He's pretty fun to play with. And
he plays
Peggle.
Battlefield 3 a lot.
Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 2 and Left 4 Dead.
Yep.
Yeah. Haven't seen him on too many other things. Every time, because of work, I never really get to see him on that much. Except for on the weekends. So, but he's fun. Hopefully he'll be on tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but Saturday night. When we do, I'll send him a message. Tell him to be free.
Hopefully.
Because I would like to play with him. I never get to play with him.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's our question, is basically, if you could have a soundboard audio clip that you could play anytime you kill somebody in a game, what would it be? I went with "You're Out of Your Element, Donnie." What do you got?
I don't know. I don't know which one I wanted.
How about you do like Al Pacino going like "Hoo-ah!" So.
I don't know which one I would actually want.
You have him do like the Devil's Advocate. "I'm a fan of man." Just out of nowhere. That'd be so weird. Or actually, you could just do a total like weird moment where you have like the courtroom testimonial from Philadelphia about AIDS and stuff. Kind of like on
Is
Family
Guy. Is your
cat
making too much noise?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I would just choose random shit.
That's why I want a few.
Yeah.
I want a few.
Yeah.
Because there's a number of them that are really good. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger doing the squealing sound for Total Recall. So, it would be awesome. What would you go with, Will?
I don't know why, but the I was thinking about the City Walk guy from South Park.
Oh yeah,
and be like, "Damn Mongolians, put down my city wall!
City wall!" How about when he gets covered with the sweet and sour sauce? He's like, "Licky doggy, so hot and sticky." Yeah. Yeah. Now remember what you had? Your Hershey Maizen or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. That would be good.
Messing up my Zen, man.
But anyway, so that's basically our question: is what would your soundbite be? Other than that, we have our gauntlet this weekend for Saturday at 10 p.m. Central. And what's that going to be, Holly?
Left 4 Dead 2.
Left 4 Dead 2, because it's been a little bit since we played that.
It has been.
Yep. And I'm back from working weekends, so I'll be around to play it. Hoo-ah! I don't really do Al Pacino. I can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do it if I'm, like, smoking a cigars. But he's not one of my favorite actors anymore after 88 minutes. I just kind of... That was 88 minutes. I'll never get back. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do our shout-outs. So we've got the Royal Canadian Tilsman. That is our sister cast.
Sister.
Based in the other hate it when I say that. That's our cousin cast up there in the
Canada.
Backwoods of Canada.
Hey.
Yeah, up in Canuck Country. Let's see here. They're also known as the Canadian Terrorist Group. Let's go ahead and move on. We've got the BMFcast.com. That's the Bad Movie Fiends. They basically review really horrible old fucking, not old, but just basically any of the movies. They'll review it. And they do great stuff. Like we threw them Vicious Lips. Was one of the ones I threw him. That's a horrible fucking movie. I don't know if they got around to Leonard Six yet, but they really need to.
Probably not.
Yeah. I know Mackie said he was going to try and hit it. We got the Carousel Podcast. That would be John over there. He does a wide variety of stuff, from manga to video games, books, music, all kinds of stuff. Then we got the Dynamic Soundtrack, which is Boston.
Mm-hmm.
That's not around anymore, but still hit them up. They do, reviews on music for video games, stuff like that. And hopefully he'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we got the extra play. That would be our friend Troy, Mr. Gecky.
Yeah, Troy.
He basically does everything. Runs his own little review site. Oh, not little, it's huge. Review site, video games, video reviews. He hosts us as well as a few others. Fun guy. Let's see, we got No Quarters. That's Mr. Mackey. And let's take a look here. We got TVGP. That would be that video game podcast with Knobs and everybody.
Oh.
And what? I'm waiting for you to say it.
TVGP. They do good things.
They do good things. Yeah, then we also have Picking Out the Pixels, which is one that's not on here yet on our list.
Forlog PC.
Yeah, but Picking Out the Pixels, yeah. That's John. And who's with him on that? Is it Boston?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is Boston. I haven't had a chance to listen to it because I've been so busy with stuff. And then what was the other one you just mentioned?
Forlog PC. Yeah.
Forlog PC.
Which is For the Love of Games PC.
Mm-hmm. For the Love of GOG.
GOG.
So, but yes, those are our shout-outs. We should actually put For the Love of GOG. Yeah, I don't know why, but that's funny. Anyways, Bow Before Zod. Anyway, so I was thinking of that robot chicken. Kneel before Zod. Doing the workout video.
Yeah.
One for Zod. Two for Zod. Anyway. Awesome. We need to make him president. Anyway, so that's our episode for the night. Sorry, it's a little dry. We're all a little tired, and it's been a hell of a week. Lots of busy stuff. But you heard some very disparaging remarks made about Silent Hill. Downpour.
Yep.
Hope it doesn't suck that bad. And
it does.
I hope she's just being her O'Reilly self.
No.
And over exaggerating. But we will check it out and I'll get you a fair review.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to listen to Holly.
thanks.
And Will, it's been nice having you here. This is your last episode, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
No, not really. You're fired. And he will be back. Will Dova will be back next week. And so will Mr. Noss.
Yep.
Yes.
And hopefully he'll be able to bring the cocaine.
Yeah.
Since we're all
out of it today.
I'm just super tired. So.
Me too.
And Holly Badger, are you going to say bye?
Bye.
And I'm going to say bye. Bye. And Will, you're going to say bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Or talk.
Murtalk.
You say Murtalk?
No, I said Ortalk. But Murtalk, yeah.
I'm too old for this shit.
I'm getting too old for this shit, yeah.